We're discussing the sugya of Kuf Mem Dalad Modeis, which discusses Schitas Peros, the Kiddush of the Gemara that that Mashka Habala Ochel is considered to be Ka'ochel. And then the Gemara tells us that based on the Schitas of Amir Mar Shmuel, Rav Chisda says that we differ Avinu Numod, Choleib Adam Eiz Latocha Kedera, Avalo Latocha Ka'ara. The same thing can apply to the process of milking. One is allowed to milk a goat as long as one does so betocha ochel. That is considered to be a further example of mashka habala ochel is ochelu. Mashenkein, if it's done into an empty kli, betoch hakadeira. And this is based on the Brisa and Daf Tzadihei Amar Aleph, that otherwise chaliva milking would in fact be an iser on Shabbos. Is this an iser daraisa or an iser drabanan? This is possibly a machlokes tanaim, depending on how you understand that Brisa and Daf Tzadihei. The Brisa begins by telling us two different halves. The Brisa begins that cholev v'hamechabetz v'hamegavein, if a person engages in milking, mechabetz is either straining or curdling the milk, v'hamegavein processing cheese, that the shir is considered to be a kagrokes. And then the Brisa continues and gives three more cases. Mechabed, merabed, zvaharoda, chalos dvash. A person who is sweeping, or one who is merabed, a person who is watering a room in order to have the dust settle, or one who removes the honeycombs from the beehive. In these cases, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you're chayiv min hatorah. The Brisa tells us if it was b'shogeg, you're chayiv chatos. If it is b'mezid, on yantif, there's malchus daraisa. The Brisa tells us the divrei Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachamim Orim that no, echod zeh, eino ela mishum shvus. These cases are only in Isser Drabana. So the Brisa had two halves, three halachos in the Reish of the Brisa, three halachos in the Seif of the Brisa. Rabbi Eliezer says all of them are forbidden me the Raisa. The Chachamim say that eino ela mishum shvus. Rashi points out in Psochim and Daf, Samachayim and Aleph, the Ramaschal Echod, and this is the view of the Rambam as well. In Perek Zayin Halacha Vav of Hilchos Shabbos, and in Perek Ches Halacha Zayin of Hilchos Shabbos, where the Rambam writes that there are two halves to the Brisa. The statement of the Chachamim Echad Ze VeEchad Ze is only referring to the last three cases: Mechabed, Merabed, Zvaharoda, Chalos Dvash. In the first cases, for example, Cholev, everyone agrees that that is considered to be an Issa Daraisa. And the Magid Mishnah, that second Rambam in Ches Zayin, points out that Nechluko Harishonim Bebiur Braisazu. Not everyone agrees with this Kiddush of the Rambam. And Yeshman Shesova Shechachamim Nechluko Al Kulon. It's possible to assume that no, that the last line of the Brais is Ein Ela Mishum Shvus is referring to all the earlier cases, not merely the last three cases of the Brais. So Machlokis Rishonim Alibid Chachamim, whether Chaliv is forbidden min HaTorah, or whether in fact it's forbidden Midrabanan. Why should you assume it's forbidden midaraisa? The Gemara, that very same daf, Tzadihim and Aleph, writes explicitly that cholev is chayiv mishum mifarek, and therefore it should be forbidden min hatorah. The difficulty, of course, is the following: what is mifarek? Mifarek is not an av malacha; it is a tolda of which av. And here we began discussing the several possibilities that you find in the Rishonim. The Tosus in our sugya daf Ayin Gimel Beis. And this is the view of Rov Rishonim. This is what Rashi writes as the Ikar Dayan Daf Tzadihei Amud Aleph. And this is what the Ramban, the Rashba quote in that sugi as well, the Rambam Shita, and Chezayin, that Mefarek is a tolda of Dash. And therefore, milking a cow is a problem of Disha. And that's exactly the comparison in the Gemara Daf Kuf Mem Dalad Mabeis, Schitas Peros to Chaliva. All of that is a form of Disha. We pointed out, if in fact you assume this Chiddush, apparently, one must then argue that Balei Chaim are considered to be Gedulei Karka, the discussion that we had earlier. The Gemara tells us that Echilozon is not Gedulei Karka, the Sugya Daf Ein Heim and Aleph, and there the Gemara states, according to the Chachamim, Ein Disha Elav Gedulei Karka, but if Mefarek is a Tolda of Dash, and when is Chayiv Min HaTorah in the case of Cholev Adam Eiz, so therefore apparently Balei Chaim are considered to be Gedulei Karka. There is a tshuva of Avram ben Oshel Rambam, and this is found in the Birchas Avram in Simen Yeches, that suggests a very great Kiddush, and that is that perhaps even if you assume in far of the Av Malach is concerned, that Ein Disha Elog Dele Karka, that's only true on the level of an Av. However, when you come to a tolda can have the same Surah Samalacha, the same Leches Machsheves, even if it doesn't occur to the very same type of Heftza. And therefore, Rav Rambam and Shlomo Rambam suggest a very great Chiddush, that the tolda of Mefare can apply even to non-Gdulei Karka, even Aliba de Chachamim, that ain't Disha, Ela B'Gdulei Karka. Most Rishonim certainly assume this is not the case, and therefore they assume what is true of the Av regarding Gedidah Kark is also true of the Tolda as well. But this is the view again of Rov Rishonim, that Mefarik is considered to be a Tolda of Dash, as the Tosus explains in Av Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. The Rashi and Av Tzadihei quotes Isda Amre, a second possibility, and that is that Mefarik in that case is a Tolda of Kotzer. The definition of Katsira is Oker Dava Migidulo, and the same thing applies when it comes to Cholev as well. Betocha Behema, that is considered to be the Makom Gidulo, and therefore by milking a cow, one violates that halacha of Kotsen. This sheet is explicit in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in our Perak and our Mishnah, here in Kol Gadol Zayin Beis, the Yerushalmi writes that Cholev is Chayiv Mishum Kotsen. As we discussed earlier, that this also could present the similar problem of the issue of Gedulei Karka. Because even though the Gemara does not discuss whether the Malach of Ktsira is or is not limited to Gedulei Karka, this is what you find in the Ramban, on Daf Kuv Zayin Mud Beis, where the Ramban is bothered by the following. The Gemara tells us, the sugi we discussed earlier, Hamoshet Yado Lemeha Behema, a person reaches into the Rechem of a Behema, Vidilda uber shebemeyeha. In that case, one is chayiv because of oker davar migidulo. The Ramban asks, what is oker davar migidulo? Normally, we assume that's the malacha of kotzer. And the Ramban points out the difficulty. Devadai kotzer vedrash travayu b'chad gavna garminiluhu. What is true of disha should be true of ktsira. And if, in fact, ein disha el de karka, so therefore ein ktsira el de karka. And therefore, is it so simple that that vlad, that umar, b'mei ha-behema, that is considered to be gedulei karka? And then the Ramban went a step further. One could argue that even according to Rabbi Huda, that dish is not limited to gedulei karka, but even Rabbi Huda would be molded when it comes to ktsira, because after all, if the definition of ktsira is, as we mentioned earlier, harvesting, so maybe its very essence is gedulei karka. One could argue that being mefarek, ochel, imsoles, or mashken ochel, may or may not apply to non-gedulei karka. Ktsira. Ktsira, the Ramban writes, lechor even Rabbi Yehuda could admit, would apply to only gedulei karka. So therefore, the Ramban comments that perhaps one has to argue that Moshe Yadlum Ehemhema, okadav megedulo, is not the malach of ktsira, but rather it's a form of netilas neshama. If you assume that that isda amri is Rashi, that in the case of Cholev, is it a tolda of Kotzer? So the Chor simile, Poshav Shav then, that Balei Chayim are considered in fact to be Gedulei Karka. See, these are two possibilities so far. That Cholev is Chayim either Mishum Dash, or it is Chayim Mishum Kotzer. A variation of the Shita, and this is what's found in the Shita Gobetzes and Ksuvis and Daf Heimud Beis, in the name of Rabbi Shlomo Min Ahar. This is also a day that the Meiri quotes on Daf Tzadihei, is that perhaps Cholev is the malacha of Gozes. After all, we already discussed much earlier that Tosus and Bechoros and Abchavav, where Tosus creates that analogy, that Ktsira is to Gedulei Karka as Gozes is to Balei Chaim. And therefore, what is the definition of Gozes? When one will remove that which is tafel to the guf, something which is omed l'hinatel, that is not considered to be shochto, that is not netilas neshama, but that is considered to be a case of gozes. Just as when it comes to tisporis, or the case of siparnaim. Shitu Kobetzos writes in that same daf, in Ksuvas and Afayim and Beis, the following chiddush, that brismila is a malach of gozes. Because the orla, after all, is something which is tufel to the guf, the orla is omedes lihinotel, and therefore that's a malach of gozes. This is what the Dvar Avram discusses in Chelek Aleph, in Simen Chav Gimel, that perhaps a Chiddush, Brismila Zemlachav, gozes, as you find in Shita Mekubetzes, that even part of the Guf, which is Omid Lihinotel, is considered to be a Melachav Gziza. So that could be a possibility as well. That's what Rabbi Shlomo Nahar writes when it comes to Cholei. After all, the milk within the cavity of the heva is something which is omed linata, in the sense that it is made to be removed, and therefore, perhaps it's a malacha of gozi. It's a third possibility. The Tosfos that you saw in Daf and Gimel Beis quotes the Chiddush of Rabbi Yotam that perhaps in the case of cholev, the malacha is memachik. After all, a person is machlik es hadar, and therefore by smoothing out the pi hadar, the udder of the animal, that is considered to be a lacha of memachik. Rabbi Yotam does not argue this is true in every case of memachik. There are certain cases where it is clear, right, that memachik is considered to be a form of disha. But memachik in reference to chole, that Rabbi Yotam assumes, that is considered to be not disha, that is considered to be the regular case of memachik. This is what you find in the Sefer Yashar as well, and in that Sugim Ksubas, and Daf Heimad Beis, the Shittu Kabet says, quotes this possibility of memachik. We mentioned in earlier Shiurim even a fifth sheet in the Rishonim, and that was the view of the Yireim in Reishai and Dalit. Yireim was bothered by this issue of Disha. How can you assume that Mefarik is considered to be a Tolda of Dash? Ein Disha Elo Gdolei Karka, Balei Chaim are not considered to be Gdolei Karka, so therefore you cannot argue that Cholev is Mefarik, which is a Tolda of Dash, and therefore the Yireim writes the Chiddush that you're Chayiv Mishum Tolchein. Why is that true? Because if the milk is contained within the gufa behema, and now it is released, so therefore solid to liquid is considered to be a breaking down of that entity that before it was the gufa behema, and now it is a simple liquid, so breaking that down is considered to be a malach of tochein. The chiddush of the Yireim, number one, that this case of cholev is tochein. Number two, that even though in disha elo b'dulei karka, nonetheless tochein applies afilu shelo b'dulei karka. And then we pointed out earlier is against the Chumash Sadeshin and Simenon Vav that argues that just as disha is limited, so too tochein is limited as well. A sixth possibility that you find in the Rishon regarding cholev is the possibility of borer. Tosus even alludes to this and daf kuf mem daldam abeis, where Tosus is bothered by the following. This case of Cholei Vodam, that's Rabbi Yotam. Is that the Shabbos problem? Is that the Yontif problem? No. After all, Rabbi Yotam assumes that on Shabbos, how is that problem solved by Kedera? After all, an animal is considered to be soles, and therefore Cholei should be removal of the Olchel Mishochab soles, which is in fact considered to be Asa. And that was the Chiddush Rabbi Yotam, that perhaps that sugya kufman dalma beis is referring to yantiv, not referring to Shabbos. When Tosus writes that this should be a problem on Shabbos, even toch hakadeira, because after all, in that case, it is kenotel olchol mitoch psoles. What does Tosus mean? Is Tosus referring to a disha problem? Is Tosus referring to a borer problem? If you look in the Marsha, for example, in this Tosus, the Marsha raises this Sa'ara. The Tosus clearly begins referring to the Disha problem. After all, that's what the Gemara seems to be assuming. And that problem is resolved by the issue of Kedera as opposed to Ka'ara. But Tosus writes, you still have a problem of Ochelim Soles. Is that a Disha problem or is that a Borer problem? The Marsha suggests as a possibility that now it is indeed considered to be a Borer problem. And the Marsha writes, if you look in the Ran seems also to argue that this is a problem of borer. If you look in the Rashba, for example, in the sugya, Kuf Mem Dal Mabeis, the Ramas Falah, he discusses Rabbi Yotam Shita again in terms of borer olcha mitoch psoles. Again, perhaps one could argue a chiddush that this is a new shita, that cholev is a problem of borer, or perhaps one could argue that no, when the Rishonim are using the terms of Olchel and Psoles, they're not doing so in the context of Borer, but they're doing so in the context of Disha, because in Disha that's critical as well. You have to have an Olchel and a Mashka, you have to have an Olchel and a Psoles, after all, because as the Gemara writes, if it's Olchel and Olchel, so if Mefarik Olchel min Olchel is not the Malach of Disha. So again, perhaps it's not Muchach in the Lashon of those Rishonim, because when they use the terminology of Borer, perhaps they simply mean the separation of Olchel and Solas, but when it is still Mechubar and Biachad, that is considered to be a Disha problem. If you look as an example in the Smak, in Simin, Reish, Pei, Aleph, There, the Smak writes explicitly that this is the malacha of Borer. Bashem Shat would appear to be this new Shita, the Dafka Borer problem, not just simply, right, discussing this in the context of Mefarik. And then we mentioned the other possibility, that maybe Cholei Valim Dechachamim is only in Issa Drabana. When the Chachamim argue that in all these cases, Eino Elam Yishum Shvus, that Brisa up to the Heyam Aleph, they're including all cases in the Brisa, even the case of Cholev as well. In fact, this is a possibility the Rashba mentions on Daf Tzarihei, and this is what the Tosus writes, and this Sugi and Daf Kuf Mem Daldom Abeis. This is one day in Tosus Nivamos and Kuf Yud Daldom Aleph, that if it's a problem in Farik, which is Disha, and Ein Disha El Dulei Karka, so good. So therefore, this is only a problem, the Rabbanon. And Einachinami, when the Chachamim say, Eino Elam Yishum Shvus, and he hano senes. It's an Isser Drabbanon because of the Gedule Karka problem. And it is considered to be a classic case of Disha, but Disha Shalom Gedule Karka, according to the Chachamim Yorchayiv, but according to Rabbi Yorchayiv, but not according to the Chachamim. So these are the many possibilities that you find when it comes to Choli. Six possibilities, assuming it's Nisa Daraisa told of Ujav. Another possibility you find in the Rishonim that the Magid Mishnah already mentioned, and that is that maybe Cholev is only Issur Drabanan because of a Gedulei Karka issue. The difficulty is the following. The Gemara tells us again in that Sugin of Kuf Mem Daled Mabeis that Cholev Adam Letoch HaKadeirim, that this problem of Mefarek is going to be solved as long as it's Betoch HaKadeira as opposed to Toch HaKa'arim. How do you understand this possibility in light of all of these shitas in the Rishonim? What's the difference between Kedera as opposed to Ka'ara? If you assume we're dealing with a Disha problem, as Rov Rishonim, then it's fine. Very good. After all, Mefarek Ochel Me Ochel is not a problem of Disha. It's necessary to have a Mashke. And he hanosenes, that's exactly the Chiddush of the Gemara, that if it's the Toch HaKedera, it's Ochel and Ochel, and therefore there's no problem of Disha. If it is the Toch HaKa'ara, now you have a problem of Dosh. If you assume like the Shitas HaYireim, that it's a problem of Tochein, one could argue as well. Tochein means that you are breaking down. You're beginning with Ochel, you result in Mashke, that is considered to be a form of Tochein. Because to a measure, the substance is broken down. It is not as dense as it was before. So very well, whether you label this as Tochein or not, the Gemara tells us a Chiddush, would depend on whether it's Toch HaKeder or Toch HaKa'ara. If it was only in liquid for a tiny window of time, and immediately, right? It is betocha kadeira. So if it is ochel havala ochel, in such an instance, in that case, it is not considered to be broken down. It is not considered to be a change of state of ochel tamashke, and therefore there's no problem of tchina. If you assume, however, like the other Rishonim, it's a kotzer problem, it's a gozes problem, it's a memachek problem. So how do you understand the Gemara? The difference between kadeira as opposed to ka'ara? Rabbi Yotam, it's a problem of machek. Machlik is adad. And whether that sure or not depends on whether the cow is milked into an empty or a full clean. Why should that make a difference? That's what Tosus writes here in our sugya. And Dafayin Gimel Beis, that according to Rabbi Yotam, mali kadera mali kara. What difference does it make? Now, if you hold that it's a problem of disha, a problem of tochein, you understand very well. How do you resolve that apparent difficulty? Now, kotzer gozes oker dov migidulo. So oker dov migidulo should depend on whether it's kedera or ka'ara. If it's betoch ha-kedera, so therefore there was no akira mimakom gidulo, mimakom chiburo. How do you understand that possibly? So the chora, one would have to argue, as already we saw in Tosus and Daf Kuf Mem Daled Amud Beis, that case of Chole Vadal Matoch HaKadeira, is that referring to Shabbos, or is that referring to Yantif? Maybe one could argue as follows. On Shabbos, of course, it's considered to be Asr. The Gemara was not suggesting that on Shabbos it's Mutter. If you're doing the Malach of Kotzer, Gozes, Vamachek, so why should it be Mutter as long as it's Matoch HaKadeira? And maybe on Shabbos, Inachinami, it's considered to be forbidden, Midaraisa. That sugya is referring to Yantif. This possibility that Gemara Kuf Mandal Meis is referring to Yantif is not only found in the Tosas within Rabbeinu Tam. This is one day that the Rif mentions. The Rif found that sugya Samach Amud Aleph Natapi Harif. The Rif writes that Ikamanda Amar that Haim Memra Le'inyan Yantif Itma V'lo B'Shabbos. On Shabbos, of course, it's Aser. On Shabbos, it's a problem of Dosh or Tochen or Kotzer, Gozes or Machek, Borer, but not on Yantif. Why should that be true? Why should there be a difference between Shabbos and Yantif in this regard? Again, Tosus mentions within the Malach of Dosh that makes sense. That was the Tosus in Afkuf Mandal Mabeis. If you're dealing with the Malach of Disha, one could argue as follows. So is this considered to be a separation of Ochel and Psoletz? So on Shabbos, where the behem is Nesar, Shchit is Asura, so therefore separating the milk from the Gufa behema, that is Ochel and Psoletz. On Yantif, that Shchit is allowed because of Meleches Ochel Nefesh, in such a case the behema does not have the status of Psoletz, and therefore, Enochinami, that is Mutter. That's the difference between Shabbos as opposed to Yantif, whether you label the animal as Ochel and Psoletz. We discussed in earlier Shiurim that Chiddush Tosfos, that the Isser Gavra of Shchita, of Melechus Shabbos, right, labels the Chefetz as being Psoletz. And the Ran, in the very beginning of Maseches Beitza, Aleph Melech and Daf Yarif, questions whether that's true, whether the Isser Gavra of Shabbos is sufficient to label the Chefetz as Psoletz, that no one could argue this is true. But again, this distinction that the animal is psoles, and therefore difference in Shabbos and Yantif, this is relevant if you're dealing with a Disha problem that requires psoles. Perhaps relevant if you're dealing with a Borer problem. But if you're dealing with Kotzer, Gozes, Memachek, again, why should there be a difference at all between Shabbos and Yantif? This issue was raised in that very same tshuv I mentioned earlier, in the very end of the Chiddushei Haran, right? The Ran quotes tshuva migaone kadmoi. It deals with this issue. There, the same chiddush that this gemara kuf mem dal mabeis is biyantif koy. Why is that true? Sheafilu avos malachos mutarin mishum alfanefesh. You know why this is allowed on Yantif? Because maybe we can consider these cases Meleches Ochel Nefesh. On Shabbos, of course it's Aser. Dash, Tolkien, Kotzer, Gozes, Amachek, Borer, of course it's Aser. On Yantif, no. Perhaps we'll label this as Meleches Ochel Nefesh. And therefore, on Yantif, it's Mutter. And that Gemara is referring to Meleches Ochel Nefesh. The difficulty, of course, is the following. You want to tell me this is called Meleches Ochel Nefesh? I understand. But why then should it be dependent on Kedera as opposed to Ka'ara? Now, the Gemara is talking about Yantif. And therefore, the Gemara tells us the Schiddush that on Yantif, Chaliva is Mutter Betocha Kedera, that is considered Timeleches Ochel Nefesh, and Betocha Ka'ara it is not. Why should that be true? So in that Tshuva, the suggestion is as follows. That the reason that chaliva is mutter is because it's considered to be ochel nefesh. But when it comes to ochel nefesh, lo shori le'inish le'mechlav ela kedei ochel b'yantif bilvad, o kedei mishte b'yantif bilvad. The heter is based on ochel nefesh. It's only mutter for achila or shtia for yantif itself. And therefore, v'tzarech nami lemeved hekeira demishum ochel nefesh b'yantif kachaliv. And therefore, it's necessary that it should be nikar. It should be obvious that this is being done not for storing, but rather it is being done v'tzarech achila. How do you demonstrate that this act of chaliva is being done v'tzarech achila, as opposed to simply to milk now and to put it on the shelf to use weeks from now or to use after Yantif? That tshuva suggests, is the difference between Kedera as opposed to Ka'ara. If the milk is being squeezed into Ochel, So obviously it is not being used kedei lahatznio, but rather it's for the purpose of achila. A person is making ochel, and now it's necessary that milk be added. You're adding milk as an ingredient to the ochel. That is the hekera demishum ochel nefesh. Mashen kein, if it is done in a kli which is empty, that is considered to be a method which is lahatznio, and therefore that is considered to be asur. If you look in the Mochamos here in Shabbos, Samach Amud Beis, the Daf Be'Arif, the Ramban quotes a Tshuvas Arif that writes the following great finish. This is referring to Yantiv. Umito Shemaleches Ochanefesh B'Yantiv Shari. Since the Rif writes Ochanefesh is Mutter, Cholev Nami B'Tocha Ochel Shari. It's all mutter because of Ochanefesh. Afal Gavta Melachahi. Even though it entails a Melacha, Meleches Ochanefesh is Mutter. Why is that only true when it comes to Kedera, not when it comes to Ka'ara? The Rif writes the following: V'cholei b'tocha ka'ara, meleches mashkinhi, and that lo hutra b'yante. That's the phrase the Rif uses. Ochal nefesh is mutter, meleches achila, meleches mashkin, lo hutra b'yante. That's the line that the Mochamos quotes in the Tshuvas Arif. Ochal nefesh is mutter b'yante. Meleches mashkin is forbidden. Tocha kedera is ochel nefesh. Tocha ka'ara is meleches mashkin, and therefore that is forbidden. What exactly does the Rif, the Mochamos, mean by that distinction? Achila as opposed to shtia? Ochel nefesh is only achia, and shtia is not considered meleches ochel nefesh. That certainly is not true. The Mishnah in Beis Nedav Chaf Aleph Amud Beis just tells us the following. Beis Shammai has the following chumrah. Beis Shammai omrim that lo yicham adam cham in the raglav. You're not allowed to heat up water to wash your legs on Yantiv. Eli im kein ru'uyin l'shtiyah. Unless you're heating it up because it's something you can utilize for drinking. U'beisilo matiri. Machlokis beisilo Beis Shammai. Everyone agrees that water can be heated for the purpose of drinking. What about heating water for the purpose of rechitza? Is that allowed or is it not? Beis Shammai says no, Beis Hillel says yes. Beis Shammai says only ochel nefesh. And ochel nefesh is achila, shtia, but not rechitza. What the sheet of Beis Hillel is somewhat unclear. That's a machlokas Rishon. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yantiv, Perak Aleph Hilchos Tzayin, because according to Beis Hillel, Rechitza is also called Ochel Nefesh. Even the Tzarech HaGuf or Rechitza is Ochel Nefesh. And the Rashi said, he writes that, no, don't forget, Beis Hillel is the one who maintains, and Beis Nedav Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Mitoch. Mitoch Shuk L'Tzarech L'Tzunami Shalom L'Tzarech. And therefore Rechitza is Mitoch. It's not our sugi, but important machlokas Rishonim. Whether rechitza and yantiv is ochel nefesh, that's only mitoch. But less man de polik, shti of course is ochel nefesh. Even Beis Shammai who denies mitoch, of course agrees that preparing liquids, beverages, of course that's karbei ochel nefesh. So what then does the Rif mean that ochel nefesh is mutter, but meleches mashkin is considered to be forbidden? So the Egletown, here in the Blach of Disha, in Chav Dalet, beginning with Os Yud Gimel, continuing through Os Chav Aleph, Eglita writes the following: of course, Shti is Bichlal Achila. No one will argue that Shti is not called Ochel Nefesh. But in this particular case, this is what Eglita writes in Os Tezayin. In this particular case, Miyachar shebechalifaso osehu mashke. Through the milking process, you are creating the mashke. You're not taking pre-existing mashke and preparing it and cooking it. Of course, it's ochel nefesh. Here we're talking about the act of chaliva, which takes what is ochel and transforms it into mashke. That transformation, nasa de v'chodosh, that yitzirah, is that called ochel nefesh or is it not? If there is midi da'achila, and one prepares it, one cooks it, of course, that's considered to be ochel nefesh. But that change in state from ochel to mashke, is that considered to be meleches ochel nefesh or is it not? And then Lital continues and quotes the Ramban that you know, the Ramban in Parshas Emori, quotes the Ramban in the Mochamos and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the difference between meleches hasuda as opposed to meleches avoda. Chaliva, is that meleches avoda or is that meleches hasuda? That's the Chiddush that Lital suggests, the following. If all one is doing is lahalacha, preparing the food, that's meleches hasuda. If one is transforming the food, creating mashke from what was otherwise ochel, that is not called meleches hasuda, that is called meleches avoda. The formulation that Shuv and then the Chiddush Sheheran is lemevad hekera. There must be some type of heker that you're doing so for relative immediate use. Here, right, the way the Ramban writes, explained by Eglital, more than that, no? Is this meleches ochel nefesh or is that not? Not just simply a midi de hekera. Such a change in state, nasa dabar chadosh, and it's called meleches avoda, that's not called meleches hasuda. In which case, then, perhaps a very great chiddush. Whether it's l'tocha kedera or l'tocha ka'ara is critical in whether this is called meleches ochel nefesh or whether it's not. If it's b'tocha kedera, and therefore it's considered to be a case of mashke haba la'ochel ochel, nus, in such a case, that's meleches hasuda. You began with ochel, you completed with ochel. That's not called meleches avoda. But if it's a tocha kedera, that is called meleches avoda. It could very well be linked to that ha'ara found in that shuv and then in the ran, that the tocha kedera is the derech lahatznio. If you are using milk lachar zman, you're not going to combine it with anything that it will spoil. But one is going to preserve it as is in its liquid form. Any combination right here and now, right, is for tzorech achila. The poshim shat, that's the chiddush, the tshuva sarif. Ochel nefesh as opposed to meleches hamashkin. Yitziras dabar chadosh is considered to be a meleches avoda. In which case, one could understand the sugya even if indeed there are other melachos. Let's assume, for example, it's a melach of kotzer, it's a melach of gozeins. So we've already pointed out that sometimes it's possible that at times that melacha can be called in an application meleches ochel nefesh, at times will be called meleches avoda. We discussed, for example, when it comes to borer, when it comes to tochin, the chiddush the Ramban. Sometimes you can have borer tochin for immediate use, and therefore Beis Hillel says in Beis Adaf Yedalo Beis the borer kedarko. Sometimes you're talking about borer tochen, which is indicative of breira basada, and in such an instance, right, that is considered to be meleches avoda on yantiv. You mentioned the possibility that borer bekli on yantiv is not just simply an ovda dechol. Borer bekli on yantiv could be an issa daraisa, that this is not considered to be meleches hasuda, but rather meleches avoda. This is what the Glital suggests you must argue. If you are similar like those Rishonim who associate Mefarik with one of those malachos, that Kedair and Ka'ara don't seem to matter. Kedair and Ka'ara must be understood in terms of Yantiv, whether that's considered to be Meleches Ochel Nefesh or whether it is not. The Mishnah Daf Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, in discussing this case of Shechita, points out the following issue. Machlokes Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. that even though everyone agrees that ein sof din asperos lahotzim emashkim, what happens if im yatsu me'atzmo? What happens in the case of mashkin sezavu? A person is not actively engaged in schita, but simply the juice oozes by itself. It's not going to be a malacha d'araisa. But is there a gzeirah d'rabbanan of mashkin shezavu? The details of this gzeirah is a machlokes. The Tanakhama writes that in all these cases, v'im yotsu mi'atzman asurim. If it oozes by itself, a gzeirah d'rabbanan of mashkin shezavu. And Rabbi Yehuda makes the following distinction. Why is it that you have these peros? Why were they brought into your home? Rabbi Yehuda says that im la'ochalim, if it was the purpose for ochel, it was stored in order to eat, then hayot simihen mutter. Then you don't apply the gzera mashkin sezavu. V'im la'mashkin, however, if they were konos l'soch habayis, they were brought into the home, they were stored for the ultimate use of mashke, then hayotze mehen also. The Gemara explains in Beis and Daf Gimel and Aleph, what is the reason for this gzeirah d'rabbanan of mashkin shezavu? The Gemara says very simply, Bosh of Shabbos, this is that sugi in Shabbos, but the Gemara in Shabbos never spells it out. The Gemara in Beis and Daf Gimel and Aleph writes, gzeirah shemi yischot, schit is asura. And as a gzeirah d'rabbanan, shemi yischot mashkin shezavu is considered to be aser. So the Tanakhama writes, therefore, it's categorically aser. And Rabbi Yehuda maintains that we only need be concerned with the possibility of shemi yavli d'eschita, where it was konos l'tzarech mashke. If it was brought in your home for the purpose of ochel, then hayot semiyam is considered tinut. The Gemara continues, and this is the background of the machlokas that we discussed earlier. Does this apply in all cases? The Gemara says this is a machlokas, Amarayim, that Ula Amarav, and Rabbi Yochanan says the following, that Cholo Kori Rabbi Yehuda Av Bezeisim Va'anavim. Rabbi Yehuda will even make that distinction, whether it's La'achila, whether it's Shtia, even within Zeisim Va'anavim. That's the distinction of the Gemara. That's the context. Zeisim and Avim, which are Omdim Lisochet. Even then, Rabbi Yehuda says it depends. If Yichnisam La'achila, still it is considered Timutter. The Gemara quotes the second day, Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel, that disagrees and says that no. Molde Rabbi Yehuda Bezeisim Vanavim. Zeisim v'anavim, which are for the purpose of mashke. Everyone agrees mashkin shezavu is us. And Rav Yehuda Shmuel goes a step further. The chachamim are also mode. If adar peros, she'enam omdim la'achilam. That if hichnisin l'toch mashkin, then it's us. And what is the machlokes? The machlokes is the case of tusim v'rimonim. Those are the three gradations that the Gemara mentions. Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel says that whole machlokes tanaim is tusim v'rimonim. The chachamim say the Tanakam, it's always aser. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says no, tusim v'rimonim, sometimes yes, sometimes no. So then it depends whether hichnisam la'achila or whether hichnisam for the purpose of mashka. And the Machaber in Shinchav, right, the Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, that's what the Rosh writes, and the other Rishonim. In the case of Tusim v'Rimonim, then there is that distinction. Im lochlim im mashkin. Zeisim v'anavim are categorically aser. And this relates to our earlier question then, how do you define Zeisim v'anavim? It's not only relevant in terms of our earlier discussion in the sugya of Mashka b'lochel, but even in terms of this gzeirah d'rabbanan of mashkin shezavu, categorically it applies to zeisim v'anavim. To tusim v'rimonim we adopt Rabbi Yehuda's sheet. It depends whether hichnisam la'achila, hichnisam l'shtiyah. So what about other mine peros that normally use the purpose of shtiyah? Is that dino kezesim vanav? Is that considered to be dino ketusim v'rimonim? This gzeir of mashkin shezavu is also very relevant in another context. The first Mishnah Maseches Beitzah. Beitzah shenolda v'yantiv. Machlokes beisila beisham and beisila says lo se achel. Why is that awesome? What's wrong with the Beitzah shenolda v'yantiv? The Gemara has four possibilities. The nolad problem, a hachana derava problem. Rav Yosef says, peros anoshrin. If a pre falls off of a tree, right, on Shabbos and Yantiv, you're not allowed to utilize that pre. The gzeira derabanan, shema yavli de kzira. If you're going to use this tree that just, the pre that just fell off of the tree, it may lead to kzira. And Rabbi Yosef assumes a great chiddush that a beitzah shenol does a pri hanoshen. Rabbi Yitzchak cites the sugya, mashkin shezavu. Mashkin shezavu. A beitzah shenol is a further example of mashkin shezavu, and that's included in this gzeira d'rabbanan as well. The Gemara Beitzah Daf Gimel Amud Aleph just says the following. Why is it that Rabbi Yosef disagrees with Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak disagrees with Rabbi Yosef? The Gemara says the following. Rabbi Yosef will say, what do you mean? Beitz is uchla. Beitz is ochel. And therefore, that's not part of the gzer of mashkin shezavu. That's a guchla difference. Tarnagolis len beitzah. And Rabbi Yitzchak disagrees with the reason of peros and oshrim. Because the only time there's a concern of Shemi Yalav Yitlosh is when the pre is visible and a person may be tempted to pick it. But Beitzah is Balua. Beitzah is concealed within the Gufa Aim, and therefore Einom Bechlau Peros Anoshri. It's clear from the Gemara that these two reasons, Peros Anoshri, Mashkin Shezavu, are two completely independent gzeros. And the Gemara explains those two differences. There is a chiddush, however, that the Ramban writes in the Mochamos and Beitz and Daf Yud Gimel Beis, the Ramaschil, and Yud Gimel Beis and the Rif, that same piece where the Ramban discusses Melechus Selcha Nefesh that we referred to earlier. The Mishnah in Beitz and Daf Chav Daled discusses the following case. Chaya va'ov v'dagim shenitzudu b'yantiv. You set up your trap before yantiv. And all of a sudden an animal was caught, was trapped on yantiv. The Mishnah says that you're not allowed to use that chaya, that ov, those dagim, right, on yantiv. What's the problem? Why is that a problem? Saint is not Melechus Selcha Nefesh, I understand. But I didn't engage in any active Seida. Everything was set from before, and the animal was caught. So what's wrong with now preparing that animal? So the Ramban of the Mochamis, Yom Beis, has two possibilities. One possibility is just simply because of Muktzah. It's not a Melacha problem. This is part of Muktzah. If it was Nitzodo B'yantiv, no, so that means that on Erev Yantiv, right, the animal was roaming free, it was not Min HaMuchan, so good, it's caught now, that's a Muktzah problem. It was not Muchan Mibon Yom. And then the Ramban writes, the second term, it's a very great Chiddush. It's a gzeira d'rabbanan shema yitzod. Shema yitzod. You're not allowed to catch on yantiv. We've discussed in the past of that Mishnah, ein sadim chav gimel beis beitza. Seida is not allowed on yantiv. It's not kol melechus selcha nefesh, as Rashi writes, seida zef shemit ba'erev. And therefore, seid is asura. So the Rambam says, that's exactly what the Mishnah says. So if you can't catch, if something is caught, so of course it's a gzeira d'ron, shemi yitzo. Where did the Rambam get this gzeira from? There's such a gzeira, shemi yitzo. You know what the Ramban writes? A very great chiddush. You know, this is similar to Perash and Oshrim, Ashkin Shazavu. This is all part of that gzeira. A pri falls off of a tree by itself. What's wrong with eating it? Gzeira shemi alav yitlosh. What's wrong with Mashkin Shazavu? Shemi yavli de schita. So the Ramban assumes a very great chiddush. That what is true of these cases, Perosh HaNoshtri, Mashkin Shazavu, is also true when it comes to Tzeda. And that's why Chaya Ov Dagim Shnitzudu B'Yantif Arasuri. That's a very great Kiddush. What is the common link, right, in all these cases, Perosh HaNoshtri, Mashkin Shazavu, the case of Shemi Yitzod, in all these instances, the Gzeirid Rabbanon is a Malacha Shenase Smealeha. If this would be a Malacha Daraisa, if you were to do so, but it happens naturally, the Ramban assumes in the second Torah, it's a very great Kiddush, that perhaps Mashkin Shizavu and Peros HaNoshrim are not as Poshub Shat in that command of Gimel. Two different zeros drabanan. That's what Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak maintained. But the other Amoraim will argue that's not true. This is part of the general zera drabanan. A malacha hanase smialeha is asura, and therefore that can be extended to the case of seida as well. It's an interesting issue. That could very well be how the Ramban understands the gzeira of at Mashkin Shazavu. Not only a particular gzeira drabanan of Mashkin Shazavu, but rather part of the broader picture of a malacha anasis me'aleha. And in such a case, the possibility that applies even to tzeda as well. Tosus is bothered by the following issue. It's very relevant for Mashkin Shizavu. That Tosus and Av Gimel Manala from Maseches Beitza. Where Tosus writes the following. You have a pri hanoshe, a pri that falls out by itself. The Gemara later in Beitza and Av Chav Beis says it's a mukta problem. After all, it was Mechubra ben Hashmashos. And mi yiskatzel ben Hashmashos yiskatzel l'kuliyama. So if it's Mechubra ben Hashmashos, of course you can't use a pri hanoshe. So Tosus is bothered. What do you need the reason of Mukta for? The Gemara already says it's us because of the Gzeira Shem Yalav Yitlosh. What do you see from Tosas' Kasha? Why does the Gemara have to emphasize that this is a Mukta problem? Tepukei Tosas says Shem Yalav Yitlosh. See, according to Tosfos, right, and this is spelled out in the Ravid, the Hasagos of the Ravid on the Balamor, and Daf Aleph Amud Beis, and Seches Beis, and Daf Yarif, that this Gzeirah Drabanan of Perosh HaNoshrim, or our Gzeirah Dramashkin Shazavu, what does that mean? The fluids ooze out by itself. A gzeirah drabanan shem yavodei schita, and therefore what? So the Raiva just makes the following ha'ara. Apparently you see that the gzeir of mashkin shezavu is not only that it is asur ba'achila, but it is also asur betilta. Interesting chiddush, it's mukta. It's asur betilta. Mashkin shezavu is not just in isur achila. Since we're concerned, shemi alav yitlosh, or in mashkin shezavu we're concerned, shemi avdei schita, so therefore the chefetz is mukta. And that's the basis of Tosfos' kasha. That why does the Gemara emphasize a special muktzah problem? That's all covered by the gzera the runner, Shemi Yav Liklosh, Shemi Yisrod. It's an important chiddush that Mashkin Shezavu is not merely Asr Ba'achila, Mashkin Shezavu is Asr Ba'tiltal as well. The Tosfos and Shabbos, Nafmen Heimud Beis, it raises this as a suffix. When Tosfos quotes, right, this gzera, Mashkin Shezavu, Tosfos suggests that perhaps one could argue, it's lo asa le taltla el la'achila, that maybe Mashkin Shezavu was only asa in that particular case. So number one, the issue of Schitas Peros, its relationship to Cholei, and then the context of the Gzeir Drabanon regarding the case of Mashkin Shezavu. We started to discuss earlier the problem of Chovel. Clearly making a Chavale is forbidden. Right, the main sugya that we did in Avkuvav of Mekalkel, Mekalkel de Chaburim. What exactly is this? What is the Isra of Chovel? We began earlier discussing right, the possibilities in the Rishon. The Mishnah tells us in Shabbos Nafku Zayin Amud Aleph that the Shmona Shiratzim Ha'amurim B'Torah, if one catches them, right, you're Chai Mishum Tzeda, V'ha'chovel Behem, also one is Chayiv Midarais as well. Rashi explains why is that true? What is unique about these Shmona Shratzim? Rashi says, after all, D'yesh lahem or. They have a hide, they have a skin. And therefore, if one causes a chavala, blemish or wound, havdei chavura she'eno chozeres. And therefore what? Rashi mentions two possibilities. Number one is Vahavli told to the Shochet. Chovel is part of Nitilas Neshama. Shochta. Rashi quotes a Loshon Acher that no, in such a case, Nitzva Ha'or, now the skin, the hide is colored, and therefore V'chayev Mishum Tzovei. Two possibilities in Rashi. Chovel can be the malacha of Shochta, and at times, Chovel can be a malacha of Tzovei. We've mentioned in the past the great chiddush, the Rambam Shita, right, Melachos Shabbos and Peraches Halacha Zayin, where the Rambam writes that Chovel is Chayim Mishum Dosh. It's a form of Disha. The Rambam writes that ha'chovo b'chai sheish bo'or chayi mishum afarek. If one ruptures the capillaries, so in such an instance, isn't it exactly what a person is doing? That normally the blood is contained within the gufa behema, and now it is released. So in such a case, the Rambam writes that that's a form of disha. And the Rambam writes the following chiddush: ve'eino chayivat shihya bedam o b'cholav. Kegrogres. What's the shear of Chovel? The Rambam writes it, Disha. Just like in the case of Cholev, the shear is a Kegrogres, the same thing is when it comes to Chovel, the shear is a Kegrogres. If one would argue like Rashi Shita, for example, Shochta Natilas Neshama, the shear certainly is not a Kegrogres. The shear of Natilas Neshama will be a Kol Shehu. And again, Moshe B'Shafna, Rambam Shita, that the Malach of Dish applies to Balei Chaim, Cholei Vizchaim Mishum Dash, Chovel Vizchaim Mishum Disha. So therefore, Adam Ubahem are considered to be Gedulei Karka, because as the Rambam comments, that Dish is limited to the cases of Gedulei Karka. The same machlokas were shown him in the sugya in the very beginning of Ksuvas, Dafei Mudbeis. There the Gemara raises the issue, Mahu Livval B'Tchila B'Shabbos. Is Bir Rishona allowed on Shabbos or is it not? The Gemara sets up the Chakir. What exactly is the question? The Gemara says, Dam Mifkat Pakir or Dam Chibure Mechevim. What does that mean? Dam Mifkat Pakir, Rashi says, means that the Dam B'Gufa Yish is Konus V'Omeid. It is gathered, it's collected dam, ve'eino nivla, and therefore upon biri shown it is simply released. If the dam is released, that should not involve the malacha. If, however, it is chibure mecheva, Rashi writes al pi chabura. If it is a wound that creates the yitzias adam, so in such a case, then that should be a malacha. What exactly are we referring to? So according to Rashi, very simply, if you assume the malachi is one of shovto, netilas neshama, the malachi is wounding, as Rashi and Tosas wrote for Shonim assume, you understand very well? So if it's dam mifkat pakid, there is no such chiyuv. If it's dam chibur mechever, then certainly there is such a chiyuv. What about that other possibility Rashi says? Soveya. Where did Rashi get that from? The possibility that chabura is a problem of soveya. Right, that's a sugya that you saw. Right, our Mishnah says in Daf Ayin Gimel, Shofto was one of the Lamites Melachos. The Gemara in Shabbos in Daf Ayin Heyman Aleph says, Shochik Mishumai Chayim. Why is it that Shochit is Chayim altogether? So Shmuel says very simply, Shochit is Netilas Neshama. And Rav suggests the Chiddush of Tzoveya. The Gemara immediately comments that Rav means Af Mishum Tzoveya. Of course, Rav agrees that Shochto is a problem in Netilas Neshama. It's even a Tzoveya problem. Why? Because that also is part of the Nichusa, that is part of the intent of the butcher. Nichal Lizdabe is Beis HaShchita Dama. He wants that there should be a bright red appearance to the meat. There should be full of dam to show that this is freshly shachut and therefore that the buyers will come. So Rashi writes, if that's part of the nichusa, right, that also could be. So Chiddush, Rashi just simply writes, just as the Gemara writes in Daf Ayin Hey, that at times, Boshav Shem, could be true of cases of chavala as well. The Rambam, as we mentioned, right, Mefarik is a Tolda, right, of Dash. Its shear, right, is considered to be Kagrogress, and the Rambam writes, Chovel is just simply a form of that type of Mefarik, a Tolda of Dash. The Chiddush, of course, in assuming that Chovel is a problem of Shochet is the following. Shochet normally is cessation of life, no? You kill the animal, the tilas neshama. That's not what's happening in the case of chavala. And that's what Tosus discusses in Ksuvas Daf Hei Amud Beis. How do you make that jump from wounding and applying the tilas neshama, killing, to a bachai that is still living? Tosus has two possibilities. One possibility, Tosus says, mipnei shemachlisha. Because the individual, that person, the animal is weakened as a result of the chavala. No tel miktsas nishmasa, malikat lakula, malikat lapalga. Weakening is a measure of killing. And then Tosas quotes Rabbi Natan, the Chiddush that Tosas prefers, that no, ki hadam hu anefesh. And therefore, causing yetzias adam is an act of Netilas Neshama. Ki hadam on efesh. Kishenoto miktsaso, noto miktsas neshama. That's the chiddush. Boshev shat in the Rambam shita. The Rambam would assume that that's not true at all. The Rambam will assume that no, the case of shochta netilas neshama is when one kills. When one wounds, how is that considered netilas neshama? And therefore there must be another malacha completely. And therefore the Rambam writes, it's a disha problem. How does the Rambam understand the chakira then of the Gemara? If it's a problem of disha, whether dam mifkar pocket or dam chibura mechever, so maybe that's obvious then. The whole assumption of disha is you have an ochel and a psoles, or a mashkin and an ochel, that are fused, that are bound. And when one severs that bind, that is mefarik. Is that what is happening when it comes to bir yishona? That's exactly what the Gemara writes. It depends. Mifkat pakid chibura mechever. If it's mifkat pakid, as Rashi says, kanuz va'ome, the dam is merely collected. So in such a case, lachora, one could argue that that's not called a ma'isedisha. One is not severing, right, the mashke from the ochel, the dam from the guf. That's mifkat pakid. If it's chibur mechever, if the dam and the basar is considered to be a single unit, and the blood is being extracted, so in such a case, isn't that considered to be a case of disha? So at first glance, one could say, simply the Rambam Shita, beautiful. Is there a problem of disha or not? The Gemara says that depends on whether dam mifkat pakir or dam chibur mechem. What's the difficulty with this? Is that really true? That if you assume mifkat pakir, there's no disha problem. That's what the Gemara means. So good, if the dam is chibur mechever, so that's a single entity, a single unit, and therefore you are breaking that bond, I understand very well, that's disha. And if the dam is just kunus va'omeid, then there's no disha problem at all. And that's exactly the chakira of the Gemara. Dam besulim is kunus va'omeid. It's not extracted, it's just released, and therefore, no disha problem. What's the difficulty with this? So number one, the following. The sugi we've been learning. Kupim dal nabei. So what about the case of chole? Chole is mefarik. Good. The Rambam writes a told of dash. Why is it considered to be mefarek? Musa Rashi writes, no, Naftali Hemet Aleph, Dermasa mefarek, because the chalav, pakid va'akir. No? Rashi writes that the milk within the gufa behema is distinct, it's collected, it's separated, but it's contained. And therefore, that release is disha. So cholev is mifkat pakid, and yet the Gemara says that that certainly is mefarig, which the Ram writes is dash. And then the Gemara writes that whether that's true of dam depends on mifkat pakid, chibur mechever, and it's mifkat pakid, it's not disha. Even further difficulties. The case of Schita Zeisim Vanovi. That's Mamish Disha, no? That's certainly the case of Schita Mefarek, which is Dosh. The Rambam writes that in Ches Yud. Sochet Zeisim Vanovi, Mirchai Mishim Mefarek, it's told of Dosh. Zeisim Vanovi. Is that Mifkat Pocket or is that Chibur Mechemin? One would argue, Zaysam and Afim Chibur Mechemin. No? There, the Guf HaPri and its Mashke are completely fused, and the Mashke is extracted. But I'll show you a couple of Rambams, a very great Kiddush. The Rambam writes the following, Hilchos Yisurei HaMizbeach, Perek Vav Halacha Zayin. Zeisim va'anavim shenitmu. You have Zeisinav that are Tamei. The Rambam writes a Kiddush, Darchon pachos pachos mikabeitza. Squeeze them in small quantity that you won't be able to transfer the tumor. V'hamashken hayotze mehem ksherim linesachim. And the mashke is tahor. The ochel cannot be metami, the mashke. And the Rambam explains, and what is the basis of this great chiddush? Shamashke mufkod hu ba'ochel hu ki'ilu eino migufa. Because we don't consider the mashke to be an inherent part of the guf. And therefore, if the guf, the zeisim vanavim are tamei, the same is true when it comes to hayotze mehem, the shemen and the yayin. The reason the shemen and yayin is tamei is because it came in contact with. And that, the Rambam writes, you can solve by pachos mikabeitza. A further Rambam, hilchos tumas ochlim. In Perektes Halacha Beis, the Rambam writes the following: the Tamei Mei Shesachat Zeisim Vanavim. A person is Tamei, and he squeezes out the Zeisim Vanavim. The Rambam writes the Mashkin Hayotzi Mehem Tahorim. This person who's an Avatuma does not affect the Mashkin Hayotzi. As long as Ubavash Lo Yiga B'Makom Mashke, as long as it doesn't physically come in contact. Why? The Rambam says, because after all, Shahamashke kimufkad ba'ochel, it's as though that the liquid is mufkad ba'ochel u ki'ilu guf acher. Interesting chiddush. So in the case of cholev, isn't that classically mufkad pakid? And yet it's chayim yishum dash. And then these two makoros in the Rambam, where the Rambam makes even zeisim vanavim, which is the model of Disha. No? Even that is considered to be Mifkat Pakit. Further difficulty. That Gemara just mentioned. No? Daf Ayin Hey. Why is it that Shochet is Chayim? So the Gemara says it's Chayim Mishom Atilas Neshama. Sometimes even Soveya. No, if in fact that was part of the Nichusa, why doesn't the Gemara mention Dash? No, according to the Rambam, shouldn't every act of Shechita be Chayav Mishum Dash? Here the person is interested in the fact that, let's say, the Islam is based on Shechita Dama, but the release of the Dam, shouldn't that be a Disha problem? And the Rambam says that Chovel is Dash. No? It can't be Nitilas Neshama because I'm not killing anyone. So what malach is Chovel? So Chovel is Disha. And what about Shechita? Shechita is also Disha. So the Gemara mentions the possibilities. Why is it that Hashoch to Chayiv? Why does the Gemara say Nitilas Neshama and possibly Tzviya? What about Disha? Right, that's the kasha that Rabbi Kiveger raises, and tells us Rabbi Kiveger to the Mishnayis, Berak Yidalit. You should be Chayim Yishum Dash. Menachas Chinuch raises a similar kasha. Menachas Chinuch, in his lengthy discussion of Melech HaShabbos, and the Melech of Dash, raises this kasha. That the Gemara says himself, and Dafayin Gimel Aleph, if a person is shochet echatos b'chutz b'shabbos l'avodah zarah, So kodshim b'chutz b'shabbes l'avodazara. He's chayiv three chataos. He's chayiv for kodshim b'chutz. He's chayiv for Shabbos. He's chayiv for avodazara. Minchaskin achreitz. According to Rami, should be chayiv four chataos. Because shochi should be chayiv not only nishum netilas neshama. Shochi should be chayiv nishum dash. Wounding is disha. Because the dam leaves the guf. What, and that's not true of Netilas Neshama? A couple other difficulties. One we dealt with in much earlier Shiurim, that Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. How is Bris Milah on Shabbos allowed if you're dealing with the Suffolk Nefil? We discussed that, no? After all, if Rachmanalus on the child is a nefil, there's no mitzvah smila, and therefore there's chilul Shabbos shelo b'makom mitzvah. So the Gemara answers that no, mimono shachitz mutter. It's a suffek nefil. If it's a chai, it's a mitzvah b'smila, and if not, mechatech b'baser ba'alma. So we addressed this issue before. How do you understand that Gemara, light of disha? No. If the malach is netilas neshama, you understand very well. So if it's chai, it's mitzvah bris milah, and if rachman leslan, it's not netilas neshama. Very good. But if it's a malach of disha, why should disha depend on this factor? If it's a chai, yes, then it's a problem of dash. But meis, then not. Then mechatech baser ba'alma. One last question, then we'll have to piece this together. This is a kasha that Pnei Yeshua raises in Beis Adaf, Yubeis Amud Aleph. Shechita is melech esof ha-nefesh. Beis Adaf even goes a step further, that we apply mitoch to shechita. Even if shechita is being done not for purposes of melachas al chanefesh, maybe same mitoch shel dorotam shel tzarech. Pnei Yeshua raises the same type of kasha. If shechita is disha, it's a very great chiddush that no, but disha is melachas al chanefesh, and you should apply the principle mitoch to dash. No, we're so used to assuming. Again, this is the same kasha that Rabbi Kivega raises and so on. Rabbi Kivega, the Chassinach, and so on. Disha is not Melechus Ochon Efesh. Ochon Efesh is Bishas Lisha Melech. So how is Shechita Mutter? And if it is Mutter, isn't that a right that Disha is Melechus Ochon Efesh? And then you should apply the principle of Mitoch? The same form of the kasha, then how can the Rabbam say Chov L'Schaim Yishim Dash? And Shochet is not Chaim Yishim Dash. But Shochet can't be Chaim Yishim Dash. Because of all these rayas. And how do you understand the dependence on Mifkar Pakir, Chaburim Echever? When the Rambam writes that you're Chayiv for Disha despite the fact, Mifkar Pakir. Some of these issues are addressed, right, by the Stipler, by the Knes Yaakov, right, in Simon Lamed Zamin. So take a look if you can for next time. Stipler has a beautiful piece on Chovel Vishamis. What is the Malacha? Explaining this sheet to the Rambam that it's Disha. When is it Disha? When is it not Disha? And how to resolve, right, all these sugyas in light of the Chiddush of the Rambam. Okay, so pick up.